Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back for another video. I feel like I start every video recently with, I'm so happy to be back, but I really am this time. February was a month that I actually needed in a way that I didn't even expect or really plan for. It was a month of just so much going on. I feel like the entire world is going through a lot right now. There's a lot of political and social unrest. There's a lot of different, very heavy situations going on currently. And as a person who is empathetic and feels a lot of things, it was just not the month for me to be making a bunch of videos. I just couldn't do it. But I'm so happy to be back. And I just kind of chalked it up to Black History Month. Like, I was taking my little leave of absence for a little bit and kind of refocusing, regrouping, and resetting myself up so that I can come back stronger and better than ever, which is exactly what we're doing. And I'm so happy to be back. I really want to discuss how to really create boundaries with yourself. When I think about some of the things that we struggle with when it pertains to sticking to our goals, improving our life, actually seeing ourselves elevate, a huge thing that I think people tend to ignore is the boundaries that we are creating within our own lives. Not even just with other people, like the boundaries that we create with friends, family, connections, but also the boundaries that we are creating in our own house, the boundaries that we have with ourselves. We are very much conditioned, and it's actually very psychological to be comfortable. We will do anything to force comfort in our life, to do something that feels familiar. I think that this is the time for us to really recognize that that is a natural instinctual thing and that we have to go against the grain a little bit. We have to put ourselves in positions that we've never been in order to see a change in our life that we've never seen before. So we're going to discuss boundaries to create in your life that will improve it. And these are ruthless, very strict boundaries that I've personally created that have really allowed me to see myself elevate exponentially. You will see a change in your life in just a month when you implement these particular boundaries. I think we as women need to start pushing ourselves out of our comfort zone a little bit more to see ourselves improve our life. When I envision my life being better than it is today, there's just a little bit more peace, a little bit less chaos, a little bit more organization, and just me hitting certain milestones that I've never hit before. And that requires a lot more planning. That requires a lot more structure. It requires me sitting out of certain things. It requires me connecting with the right people and the right things. So that being said, you need to get a little bit more strict. You need to create a boundary that you honor, respect, and that you value so that you can see that needle moving forward. So we're going to discuss my personal boundaries that I've created that have improved my life and I think will continue to improve it the more that I implement them and make sure they are sticking in my life. Okay, the first boundary that I think is important to create is to stop being available 24/7. You are always answering the phone on the second ring. You're answering text messages back right away. You're always pulling yourself a bunch of different ways with work and family and friends and partners and this and that. And it's just becoming exhausting. You have not allowed yourself to tailor some time away and work on whatever passion project you have, working on whatever goal you personally have. And it's not allowing you to really structure your life the way that you desire because you're afraid of letting people down. You're afraid of not being available, of not being someone who is reciprocal. And that is just your inner demon speaking to you. It is extremely common that when we are changing little things about ourselves, that it feels like we're hurting other people. But in reality, you're only hurting yourself long-term. It is totally okay to admit that you are responsible for certain things, whether it's that you have children or a partner or you're working in a specific job that requires a little bit more time and attention. That being said, that doesn't mean that it has to be all of your time. That doesn't mean it has to be all of your energy and all of your attention. You have to be able to find ways to balance. You have to be able to find ways to incorporate more self-care, self-love, habit building, and time blocking into your schedule so that you can see your life propel in the way that you deserve. And I think a lot of the times the real reason is just poor planning. We're not planning our life accordingly. So we're kind of just going with the flow and letting things kind of guide us. And it eventually pulls you deeper and deeper into an abyss where you're having a harder time getting yourself out of it because you don't have any structure. When you're always available for everyone and everything, you will notice that weeks will go by and you're like, what the hell did I even do? What even happened this past week? What even happened in the past month? And then you kind of reflect and you realize that you were always creating last minute plans. You were on the phone with so-and-so for an hour or so when you could have been time blocking out time for your habits, your workload, your creative projects. And you notice that there was different gaps in your schedule that were being filled with fluff rather than intentional planning. And once you start creating a little bit more separation between you and your people-pleasing ways, you will have more time for yourself. I have mentioned this before, but I have always been the friend where if my friends are calling me at certain times in the day, I will answer them right away. And I think that this was something that I was doing for a long time because I knew that my friends work rigorous schedules. A lot of them do not have the same free time as I do. But what that was creating in my life was me always responding, always answering people based on their schedule. And it was at times hurting my own. I could be like literally getting ready to film a video and somebody will call me and I'm 5 minutes away from turning on the camera and I will stop what I'm doing to have an hour long conversation. And that was starting to become my fault. I needed to say, Haley, you can always call them back. And if let's just say they're not around, they're not available, you guys will catch up at the next available time. But I kept wanting to overextend to show that I was there, that I was capable, that I was being reciprocal, but it was at my own expense and I wasn't communicating that because I felt like I could push it off an hour or two or three and it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But it was actually depleting my energy. It was creating an unnecessary cloud over my life. Let's just say the conversation was heavy in spirit or it was gossipy or it was drama related or they're going through something and I have to be the one that's consoling this person or there for them or just kind of being energetically depleted, even if it's subconsciously. Then when I do hang up the phone, I just wasn't feeling as excited to film or as excited to work or do certain things. So you have to know what depletes your energy, what creates an unnecessary feeling in your life when you should be doing something more productive or helpful, and really tailor your phone calls, how you respond, how you are available for others into that. The next boundary I've created for myself, and this is Monday through Friday, and it's getting up at the same time every day. I remember seeing a person on a podcast talking about how your sleep actually is more affected based on how you are waking up every day versus what time you're going to sleep. And I think for a long time, I was really trying to go to sleep early. Like it was important to me, even though I'm a night owl. So like early would be 11 o'clock for me. But what I was finding was an issue was I would have a creative flow that was happening late at night. And I really wanted to utilize that time for good and do certain things. So I would be able to create more beauty in my life, have a little bit more productivity, and have better habits at hours that maybe weren't the most ideal time that I thought would be for me. But what I've learned is that it's not necessarily always what time you're going to sleep, but it's the time that you're getting up in the morning that starts your day. And as someone who has a very strict way in which I start my day, where I have a heavy load of habits and chores that I do from the time that I get up until the afternoon, I found that waking up every day at the same time was actually more beneficial than going to bed at the same time every night. I found that it was creating a balance and a structure that was very helpful. So I am capable of getting up between like 7 and 8 a.m. every day, and it allows me to get all the things done that I need to get done in the morning without feeling overworked. Obviously, you need to create your own schedule based on your work. I'm someone who does work from home. This is what works for me. Getting up at that time every day has improved my life drastically because it allows me to time block efficiently. My evenings can be kind of mumbo jumboed. Sometimes I'm going out with friends. Sometimes I'm in. Sometimes I'm at the gym. Sometimes I'm doing consults. So my evenings are very shifty and they change quite a bit, where my mornings are not. They're very structured. So getting up at the same time every day helped me. And if you want to create more structure in your life and have a boundary with that, maybe try getting up at the same time every day and see how that improves your life. Okay, another boundary that I have created in my life, and this has a lot to do with like my mental and emotional health, is pivoting from negative, not helpful thoughts quicker than usual. I used to ruminate and over-criticize myself quite a bit, and I used to find that that was actually what propelled me into productivity or into perfectionism. But as someone who is trying to abolish my perfectionistic ways, I have found that pivoting away from negative thoughts has allowed me to be a lot more actionable. And I never thought that this was possible. I thought that the reason why I was so good at things was because I was so overly critical. But really, it wasn't the criticism that I needed, it was the structure, it was the balance, it was the consistency. So in just keeping all of those things, but getting rid of the negative thoughts, I now actually feel better and more capable, and I'm happier and more positive, and nothing is coming from a hateful, mean-spirited place towards myself. So let's just say I'm feeling a little bit overweight today. What I used to do was I would be like, oh my God, you're so fat. You shouldn't eat anything crazy today. Like, I would just say like a lot of really mean-spirited things to myself to possibly create and tailor a routine around that and try to fight against all those feelings. Where now I'll notice that I'm feeling that way and say, you are in your luteal phase. You maybe are just feeling a little bit bloated because of that. Let's eat and tailor our food schedule around our luteal phase. Let's move a little bit slower and more intentional. Let's try to be a little bit more positive towards ourselves and give ourselves more grace. So it allows me to be more actionable towards what I'm feeling without overly criticizing myself during this time. And if anything, I'm giving myself grace, and it actually allows me to perform a lot better throughout the day. Okay, the next boundary that improved my life greatly was recognizing when I needed rest and recovery and genuinely creating the time for it. We are always experiencing burnout, exhaustion, whether it's like emotionally or physically, and we try to push through it because we feel bad about it. We shame ourselves for feeling tired. We shame ourselves for feeling not creative. I know that for me, that being that I do have a creative career and it requires me to have to think and plan and create and just be someone who is planning things based on my own mind and how it's essentially performing, there are times where I have creative blocks, or when I'm emotionally exhausted, or when I'm going through something outwardly in my life and it's affecting my inner world. I have learned to really unplug and give myself the rest and recovery that I need. And it's actually a boundary that I've created more recently. I used to really overdo it and think that that was a great way to hide the feelings I was having, because I always felt like being overly productive, being someone who is creating a lot in my schedule, will actually distract me from the fact that I'm going through something or that I need to rest, which it does temporarily. But then you hit a wall again, you get even more burnt out, and you feel a lot worse. So now I honor my rest and recovery. February, I decided to do it. I did not shame myself for taking some time away. It was very much needed, and I'm really happy to be back because of it. I think that had I not taken February off, I would be very miserable right now. I would feel like I'm faking the funk. And obviously, I know my privilege. Being able to take off for a month is kind of uncommon. Most people can't do that. I think that we should always prioritize our rest and recovery around what is sustainable for our life and our, you know, income and things like that. That being said, I was able to do it. I'm not shaming myself for it. And now I'm able to hit the ground running, being excited about creating more content for you guys. And it's not coming from a place of being disingenuous or overdoing it. I am capable of showing up as my best self without any ill feelings because I prioritized my rest and recovery. Knowing when you need to rest, knowing when you need to sleep, knowing when you need to unplug, detach from certain things, when you need to remove yourself from certain people's energetic space. Sometimes it just means going home and resetting, taking a bath, doing self-care, knowing when to do that and creating that boundary in your life when you start to feel that tenseness in your chest and that uncomfortable, very noticeable feeling.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a really good one for all of like my girl bosses and my girlies that just like to spend a lot of money. You like to overindulge at times. I think that it's so crucial and important to create boundaries around money, and it will improve your life. I know at first it kind of feels like, damn, I'm taking such a hit. I hate budgeting. I hate the idea of saving. I hate the idea of saying no to myself. The more you do it, it actually becomes a lot easier. So I have found that creating a wish list has been really helpful for me. So I will create like a mood board or a wish list of some things that I want to buy in the next few months, and I won't go crazy with other things in the meantime. I also try to find the same type of things, but at discounted rates. Let's just say I went somewhere and I saw something and I really liked it, but I think I could maybe find it very similarly somewhere else for cheaper. I will pause, wait, and do that. There are just certain things that deserve luxurious attention and expensive taste. And then there's things that you can find more affordably that are just as great. And that is something that I'm teaching myself, because I've always been the type of girl who felt like if it was more expensive, it was better. That's not always the case. And I also don't even think that having financial boundaries is always about making the cheaper option. Sometimes it's just about saying no to certain things, not dining out all the time, not DoorDashing food every day. Like, let's just say you're DoorDashing food from a place that's 5 minutes down the street from you, and you technically can drive and go pick it up, but you're paying that additional fee to have someone deliver it to you. Get in your car and pick it up. It's making those subtle changes in our life, getting a little bit more a hold of our finances, seeing what's happening, knowing what's in our bank account, not overdoing it, not overspending. You're going to improve your life the more that you get a grasp on these things. Stop trying to be trendy. Stop trying to always make yourself, you know, seem like you're doing better than you are. A lot of us are doing really well, but it doesn't feel like it because you're overspending constantly. Save some money, put some money aside, be someone who says no, try to make a better, more affordable option or plan for yourself, and it will really help you a lot, and you'll be a little bit happier, I think. Now, this next boundary is a boundary around my time and my energy. I have found that if I'm going out, I will stay the evening because I like it. Like, if I got ready, I got dressed, I did all this just to go out, I'm not going to go out for an hour or so. That being said, sometimes it can conflict with my next day's schedule. So let's just say I'm going out on a Friday night and I stay out all night, but Saturday I have some consults. I want to plan some things for my business. I want to do certain things for my passion projects. I will get probably a very late start on Saturday because I was out all night on Friday. I'm tired, I'm lethargic, maybe hungover. So what I would recommend is creating some time boundaries and leaving functions early. So the best way to leave a function early is to maybe make dinner reservations for earlier rather than later so that you can still stay the same amount of hours, but you're leaving a little bit earlier. So I used to make dinner reservations, and I shit you guys not, between like 8:30 and 9:30, because I love the idea of being out to dinner at a late time and then kind of continuing the evening by going out for drinks afterwards or sitting at the bar, migrating to the bar even. And then I would end up getting home at like 2-3 in the morning. Not always conducive or helpful to our overall goals. So I've decided to make dinner reservations a little bit earlier, around like maybe like 6 o'clock, stay out until 10. And then I was able to stay out for 4 hours, enjoy my evening, have fun. I could even leave technically at like 11 and I'm still getting home a little bit earlier. So just creating time boundaries, leaving functions early, being someone who doesn't need to always overstay your welcome, being able to say to yourself like, you know what? This is going to really affect me tomorrow, and I need to stay on speed and be very actionable with my goals and knowing my responsibility around that and really being a big girl and making that decision. So I used to really struggle with this because I love being out. I love enjoying company. I love connecting with others. I love being out late, but it's not always conducive for the overall goals and plans. So I've gotten better at leaving things early, not always overstaying my welcome, and trying to get in bed at a reasonable hour, even on the weekends. Let's just be so for real, ladies. I know you guys are struggling to attack your goals head on because the only available free time that you have is on the weekends, and you're using that time to party, go out with your friends, connect with others, and you're not really allocating enough time for your creative projects, for your passions, and for the things that you want to do. It's really important that you notice this, you lock in, you don't need to necessarily self-isolate. I feel like that could be a little bit of an extreme measure that you take, but like I said, leave functions early. Don't overcommit to things and find a way to balance in other things into your life so you can sleep, rest, plan, time block, and create all at the same time. Now, phone boundaries is a huge thing. So many of you guys are struggling to improve your life because you are addicted to the fucking phone. You're addicted to the scrolling, the late night scrolling, the morning scrolling, the afternoon scrolling. You're addicted to texting, to calling, to being on Hinge, to online shopping. I don't care what it is. You need to create some time restrictions around your phone. You need to stop using your phone as a way to live your life. Your entire face and head is in your phone 24/7. You don't even know what the outdoors look like. You don't even know what your house looks like. You haven't even looked at your dogs in the face in weeks because you're glued to your phone. Create some more restrictions around the phone. When I realized that the cell phone was becoming an issue for me, I immediately course corrected, because not only does it affect your life in a way where you're not attacking your goals, but it can really affect your mental health. When you see too much going on in the news, when you're too up to date on certain things, where you feel like you're involved in other people's lives, you're not even really doing anything for yourself. You're not being a helpful resource in your own life, okay? You need to be able to have some phone restrictions, okay? Putting your phone in a different room when you're working on things, being able to give yourself maybe an alarm or a time limit on how long you're willing to scroll for, making sure that you time block out answering emails, text messages, phone calls, so that you're not overdoing it. You're not always doing it all the time. I know that some people have to work on their phones more than others, but try to find a way to be more efficient with your phone, but also creating boundaries with it. It will improve your life. If you guys just put your phone in another room for majority of the day for a week, you will see your life improve drastically. You will clean parts of your house you've never cleaned before. You will attack a project that you've put to the side for months in literally a 2-day span. You will be able to do things that you've never been able to do before, all because you haven't been on the phone. Trust me when I tell you, this will improve your life. Stop following the crowd. Most of the crowd is going to be on their phone. I'm going to be so real with you. Just like I've noticed that most of the crowd is going to use AI, going to use ChatGPT. Although I do think that sometimes it could be helpful, I'm not going to be that girl. I'm just not. I'm going to try to come up with my own ideas. I'm going to try to be someone who's actually capable of making my own decisions, okay? I don't need ChatGPT to dictate my life. Be the architect of your own life. Be someone who creates your own power, your own decisions, and trust yourself. Build some self-trust, okay? This will allow you to really build momentum, be someone you can trust, be someone who can be productive, and actually see yourself become exactly who you want to be. A huge boundary that is something that's new for me, because it used to be going to the gym, doing a very rigorous workout, but now it's just prioritizing movement daily, making sure that I'm moving my body in some capacity every day. Let's just say I'm taking a little bit of time off from the gym. I'm not beating myself up over it, because I'm still moving my body, whether it's going for a walk or trying to pace around my house while I'm cleaning, or maybe I'm on the phone and instead of sitting down and talking on the phone, I'm walking around my house and getting my steps in, or I'm going outside and getting my steps in there. It could be putting on a YouTube video with some sort of Pilates workout, some 10-minute workout type of thing. Move your body daily. You won't feel as guilty eating out, doing things, maybe sitting out the gym for a few days, because you're still prioritizing movement. Okay, another big one, and this is huge, is to stop overindulging on the weekends. I don't think people realize that the weekend is 40% of your week. And if you're eating out, doing too much, overindulging Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you're essentially eating back all of the hard work that you implemented Monday through Friday. You need to really regulate your wellness and health goals to not overdoing it just because it's the weekend. And this goes for drinking, eating out, and just not really keeping a strict hold on your schedule. I do like to sleep in on the weekends. This is a new thing that I've been implementing, but I really try not to overdo it with the food, the going out, the drinking, because I spent all week working towards my goals just to essentially go against them on the weekend. So this is a new boundary I've created, because I used to think that I could just do whatever I wanted on the weekends and then Monday through Friday I could be super strict. I don't do that anymore, because I think it's halting a lot of my progress. So I've created this new boundary and it's really helped me a lot. The last thing that is so important is to cut out the idea of last minute planning. I used to do this a lot because I have a free schedule. I'm really able to bend and just kind of twist to other people's lives and whatever they have going on. And I very much can be spontaneous with my friends. That being said, I am not doing last minute planning anymore. I like to structure my week perfectly. I know exactly what days I'm going out. I know exactly what days I'm eating out. I know exactly where I'm going to be and how. And this is allowing me to save money, to be better with my diet, to be better with my time and my energy, to not overdo it, to not, you know, overextend myself. And it has really helped me a lot in trusting myself, in building momentum and improving my life, because I know exactly what is to come and how it's coming in and how it's being implemented. And there's no shock. There's no craziness. Now, I'm not going to say that every time something spontaneous comes into your life, you should just decline it. But for the most part, try to. You need to be someone who is better at planning things so that you can time block out more for the things that you really want to do and achieve. When we're always kind of just doing whatever, whenever, it doesn't allow us to stick to our goals because we're always just at everyone else's beck and call. And it gets you to start people pleasing, overextending, overconsuming, just overdoing it, and it's not necessary. We need to be better at structuring out our life, scheduling better, and planning accordingly with our friends. Okay, guys, those are the boundaries that I personally have implemented in my life that have really allowed me to feel like I can build momentum in a good way. It's improved my life. It's allowed me to feel less depleted. I'm not energetically overdoing it. I don't feel like I'm experiencing burnout as much. I'm not as depressed. I think that I definitely am someone who struggles with depression and anxiety, and lack of structure, lack of purpose, lack of growth will really kickstart my depression cycle kind of repeating. So being someone who is actionable about the things that are hurting me is the best way that I can practice self-love. And I hope that these helped you guys out if you are struggling with creating boundaries with yourself. Of course, we always struggle with creating boundaries with other people, but that's a more discussed topic. This is something that we really need to hone in on, is the boundaries that we're creating between ourselves. And if you guys actually do these things, you'll see a huge change in a month or so. Let me know down below any boundaries that you've created in your life that have really helped you stick to your goals, improve your life, or just allowed you to glow up in any way. I would love to hear from you. And yeah, guys, I will see you in the next one. Bye, everyone.
Pioneer.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.